a little bit of a connection problem with Elado, so I keep getting booted off after every few minutes or so. Luckily, it will remain stable now. B is also having some connection problems in São Paulo, and I think it has to do with her actual connection. There's something wrong with it. So she's on her way. Her connection is just very slow.
So, okay, Aaron, thanks for the feedback. We will be waiting a little bit more for B, and maybe we can just chat a little bit, and maybe some participants are brave enough today to talk and speak up. How about you, Claudia? Today, do you have your mics on so that we can hear your sexy voice? Oh, yeah, I can see that Gladys wants to speak up as always. Yes, Gladys. You know.
Hi, just wanted to say hello. I've been missing you, and I'd like to test my audio in case I need it. And I'm shutting up now. Hope you heard me.
Elizabeth, we are waiting for you. I think you just, you know, clicked here and wanted to say something again. I can see you there. Yeah, why don't you speak up?
Click.
Okay, Elizabeth, maybe you just need to turn it down a little bit because it's kind of too hard, but if you want, you can try it out.
Okay, are you getting me now? Yeah, can you hear me? It seems a bit important that people should speak because it is very distressing when you switch on and that you can't hear anything at all. I find it very difficult to, it's something so new to me. To speak to people that I don't know and never see, it's really, really very strange. Over to someone else.
Hi, Elizabeth. Well, I don't feel that I don't know you. In a certain way, I know a bit about you, although I know that you don't like to talk about yourself so much. But, you know, I was really impressed by your blog and the video that you had online. And I just love the way that you worked with words, and it's fantastic. Also, now it's, oh my God, now it's Claudia, yeah? After her, I'm not going to speak anymore.
Hello, everyone. Can you hear me? This is my sexy voice. It's not sexy at all. Well, I was just reading on your messages at the group, and, well, I was... Oh, there is a mobile phone here. Can you hear it? well, there were so many messages today that I almost forgot of this webcast. I'm sorry. So that was the reason why I was almost late. I'm happy that this hasn't started yet. Well, it's been a pleasure sharing this workshop with all of you. You're all working so hard, and you're giving us a hard time composing the threads. You know, I'm working with Mary Hillis this time, and there are lots of messages to read and to put together and to categorize. I'm very, very happy, and well, let's enjoy this webcast with Bea and Aaron, who are excellent speakers. Well, see you. Bye-bye. Who's next now? Okay, do I have to do something to give the floor to Carla? I'm very new in this, you know. Click on the mic. Okay.
Okay, Claudia. After you, I cannot say anything because, you know, this sexy voice. Well, getting back to serious things, Gladys, you're right. I think I've been trying to discuss a little bit something that I think it's really worth discussing, and maybe Aaron can say something about it. Since yesterday, we've been discussing, like, should we correct students or not in blogs, like when they're blogging, should there be any kind of correction? Well, in my case, I didn't want to say anything because there are many nice things going on there, many nice discussions. So I decided not to tell what my, you know, what I am up to, like what I do with my students. I wanted to see what they were saying. And maybe you can point out some things today, Aaron, as we are finishing up this week four. Sorry, people, I'm here with you, and probably you can listen to doors hanging here and slamming. The kids are outside, and it's crazy. But we can multitask anyway. Okay, so that's it. The